Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and spreading me like butter. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons, as we're going into the Ozarks tonight. I just hope that we all make it out. The thing about this story is I had actually forgotten about it for a long time, until my mom brought it up one day, when we were talking about taking a family vacation to the Lake of the Ozarks sometime. She pretty much just said, "Speaking of the Ozarks, do you remember when blank happened?" The memory hit me like a truck, and I was like, "Well, I do now." When I was about 9 years old, me and my mom spent a lot of time at her then-boyfriend's lake house in the Lake of the Ozarks. I can't say exactly where we were, but it was definitely in the Missouri region. If I had to guess, probably the Osage Beach area. We were living in Lee's Summit, Missouri at the time, and I know that the drive to the lake house was about 2 hours. The lake sat off the edge of a winding gravel road that wasn't too heavily traveled, and on one side of the road was a tree line of the woods. During the day, I wasn't scared of the woods, except for the times that I ran across copperheads or huge spiders. But at night, forget it. I hated nighttime when we were at the lake. The Ozarks, at least where we were, it was very thick with forest, so it would get wicked dark at night. I don't even like stepping out of the front porch because the woods were just right there. It felt like the woods were alive, just staring me down. What didn't help my fear were all the stories my mom's boyfriend and his family told us about weird creatures and Bigfoot sightings in that particular area. Being a kid, I believed in everything, and hearing grown adults give cadence to stories they had heard and tell their own personal accounts of seeing Bigfoot or something else definitely made me buy into the possibility that unusual creatures lurked in the Ozarks. My mom's boyfriend Arthur was an avid fisherman, and one of our favorite things to do was to get in the speedboat at night and cruise over to the cove where he set up the fishing lines and check to see if any fish were on them. I loved being on the boat at night because the whole experience was just great. The air was always nice and cool, and you could see the moon and the stars above as well. Arthur would play music on the radio, and the water was calm, unlike during the day. But again, I did not like the woods. So when we would get to the cove, I'd literally bury my face into my mom's arm and just not even look anywhere until we were back on the main channel of the lake. The best way I could describe the cove is like a cul-de-sac, just an area of lake surrounded by a tree line, which was insanely dark at night. Coasting into that cove felt like being swallowed by the woods. It was total darkness. As much as I hated that part of our nightly boat rides, there was no way I was going to stay home alone either. I was pretty much a chicken through and through. Then came the night everything changed. We had been to the same cove multiple times, day and night. Never had any trouble with other lake goers, fishermen, or wildlife. But this night was different. I remember Arthur switching the boat engine off, as we neared the cove just enough so that we could let the boat coast towards the tree line. Normally, a spot like this in the Ozarks is hollering with bullfrogs, bugs, etc. But that is one of the first things that made me and my mom feel like something was off. It was dead quiet. We couldn't hear anything. I remember my mom actually gesturing at me to come sit closer to her, and I gladly obliged. My mom said to Arthur, "Wow, it's pretty quiet, right?" Arthur didn't seem bothered by the weird silence at all. He got out his big flashlight and said something like, "Yeah, a little." He was all about checking to see if any catfish were on his lines, so he wasn't really paying much attention to anything else. This is probably important to mention. Arthur was no Clint Eastwood by any means, but he also didn't scare easily. He was a hunter, fisherman, a man's man. He was pretty tough and could handle himself. He had spent so much time in the Ozarks, there wasn't much that he hadn't encountered. But that night was the first time I ever seen fear in a grown man's eyes. We weren't quite where we needed to be at the tree line. The boat was still drifting towards the spot where the lines were. And then, we all heard a low, deep growl. Me and my mom froze. Arthur paused for a second and started shining his flashlight around, looking for what might have made that growl. I was clinging to my mom, and she was holding me pretty tightly too. I remember my whole body just tingling with fear and adrenaline as we watched Arthur's light go back and forth on the trees, but we didn't see anything. My mom said really soft,
"Art, what the hell was that?"
Immediately, after my mom said that, the loudest, absolutely most chilling roar blasted out of nowhere. It's giving me the chills just remembering it right now. Arthur dropped the flashlight. My mom, still holding on to me, dropped us down to the floor of the boat and started yelling, "Art, go! Start the boat, just go!" I remember craning my head up and seeing Arthur grabbing onto the steering wheel, but he didn't start the boat. He was literally frozen, just staring at the trees. Whatever was in the trees was pissed that we were there. I remember hearing really loud splashes near the boat, and it turns out whatever the thing was throwing big rocks at us, all the while it was still bellowing. I honestly don't know what to compare the roaring to. It wasn't a bear, a big cat, and it definitely wasn't a wolf. I remember hearing the loud bang of a rock hitting the boat and my mom screaming, "Arthur, get us out of here!" The part I'll never forget is seeing whatever was roaring at us from behind the trees, shaking the trees like they were made of rubber. At first, it sounded like something was pounding and hitting the trees. Then the top of the trees were violently being whipped around side to side. These were not frail or dead trees. These were big, healthy trees that I don't think should have been able to be shaken like that. What was even scarier was it seemed like whatever was there started running parallel to the tree line, going back and forth, slamming and shaking the trees. It looked really similar to the scene of the Lost World Jurassic Park, when two of the characters are up in the protective tree lift, watching the treetops shake and tumble as the T-Rexes pass through the jungle. The sound of the roaring and trees was almost deafening. I really thought we were possibly going to die. That's when my mom all but forced me down flat on the floor and laid herself over me, sort of shielding me. She later told me that she felt the same way I did, that seeing those trees flailing like that did not look right, and that whatever was doing it was big and damn strong. She said it was like her body sensed true danger and told her to protect your child. As I'm laying on the floor, I'm hearing the creature frantically roaring, the tree shaking, and my mom yelling hysterically. I remember almost feeling numb, like the fear had completely numbed my body. Then I remembered feeling the strong vibration of the engine through the floor, and I could feel the boat turning. I remember hearing the trees suddenly stop shaking, and the angry roaring got immediately louder, like the creature came down closer to the tree line. Turns out, that's exactly what happened. My mom confirmed it for me later on, which explains why I heard her scream.
"Arthur, go!"
Mom said. Neither she nor Arthur got a good look at whatever that thing was, except for the very last second as the boat sped away from the tree line. They both saw a pair of shiny yellow eyes reflecting in the dark. I actually don't remember the boat ride back to the lake house. The very next thing I remember is sitting on the couch, practically in my mom's lap, while Arthur was pacing around on the phone with one of his friends. I was so freaked out by what had happened, I only remember pieces of what my mom and Arthur were saying. Arthur was saying to his friend, "In my cove, something evil is frickin' out there." I distinctly remember seeing him go upstairs, then come back down with his shotgun, and my mom saying, "Don't you dare go back there. I swear to God, Arthur." I remember looking at his face. His eyes looked wet, like he had been trying not to cry. And the way he was talking to his friend, he was frantic. It was really strange to see him like that. After that, I don't remember anything else, really. My mom told me Arthur actually rounded up some of his friends, told them to bring their firearms, and went back to the cove with the intent to kill whatever was threatening us. She said that he never did see or hear anything. They stayed for a good while waiting for it to show, but it never did. I think I forgot about this event because my brain made me forget. When my mom jogged my memory, it all came flooding back. It felt like reliving the past trauma. Me and my mom have speculated so many times about what it may have been, and I've talked about it with my husband and friends too. My mother believes to her core it was a Bigfoot. My husband just thinks it's a really big, really territorial bear. And I still haven't made up my mind. From the research I've done before, bears aren't common in the Ozarks. And I can't imagine a bear picking up rocks and throwing them. I have watched dozens of Bigfoot documentaries, but I don't know if I believe in Bigfoot as an adult. Before this incident, I was very open to the possibility of such creatures existing, but even after such a traumatic experience, I can't draw to a conclusion. I definitely believe that it was not a native Ozark animal. Just the sheer power of its roar and the ability to manipulate trees like that makes it difficult to imagine a bear or mountain lion doing such things. Whatever it was, I don't care to go back and find out.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.